Jerry Bader Show 948. This is an interesting story, I think, because it's kind of a shoe on the other foot. When there's one complaint about a religious display or something like that, what do we conservatives say? Really? We're gonna bend to the will of the minority. One person complains about this, or one person complains about that, and in the interest of political correctness, we go ahead and cave to that one person, right? I mean, I've made that case many, many times on this show, right? Well, the shoe for some of you might be on the other foot here. There is a grocery store chain in southeast Wisconsin, predominantly the metropolitan Milwaukee area, although they also have a store in West Bend, Sendix, S-E-N-D-I-K-S, apostrophe S, Sendix Grocery Stores. Major grocery store chain in the metropolitan Milwaukee area. I don't know if they have stores anywhere else in Wisconsin other than that area. As I said, outside of Milwaukee, they have one in West Bend. They have a Brookfield location. Now, a lot of you, this show serves most of Wisconsin outside of the Milwaukee area. Most of you are probably not familiar with Milwaukee Magazine. It is exactly as the name implies. It's a magazine about things going on in Milwaukee. Recently, Sendex Brookfield location put one of those black boards, like Playboy and that sort of thing, in a lot of stores, you'll just be able to see the word Playboy. They have it blocked for obvious reasons. The cover's too suggestive. Same stores, though, don't have any problem with Cosmopolitan, which is almost as suggestive and usually has a top 25 list of how to do something sexually. It does. The 25 ways to blah, blah, blah. Those they leave uncovered. Sports Illustrated Swimsuit Edition will be uncovered in more ways than one. And that's fine. Milwaukee Magazine had a picture of two women in bridal gowns just kind of looking at each other the way a couple getting married would. They weren't kissing. They weren't doing anything like that. One person complained, and they put the blackboards over it. And meanwhile, Cosmopolitan, as columnist Jim Stingle of the Journal Sentinel put it, all of that stuff remained. Here's what Stingle wrote. Did it really need to block a tame Milwaukee Magazine cover showing two brides getting married? One shopper thinks so, and it took just that one complaint to cause the Brookfield store owners to put a black board over the magazine in racks near its checkout lanes. Only part of the magazine name was left showing. Call it censorship or call it customer service. But the word got out in the news and on social media this week, and pretty soon the store's phones were and email lit up. And it wasn't people wanting to know if corned beef brisket is on sale. It exploded, said store manager Rick. I prefer you don't use my last name because I don't want all the hate mail coming directly to me. So much for keeping people happy. Dozens of people criticized the store for covering the magazine. Many others praised Sendex, but they likely have switched to upset mode by now because the store has removed all the shields to reveal the two models in wedding dresses. So they blocked it, and now they've unblocked it. They're just standing there face-to-face, lovingly, at the Milwaukee Art Museum. The headline reads, "For Love and Money, Same-sex marriage is big business, and Wisconsin is losing out on millions." Focus of the story is, as same-sex marriage states surrounding Wisconsin has become common, Wisconsin is losing out on this. This is Jim Stingle writing. God bless the Sendix customer who doesn't want to look at two brides, but most of us in Wisconsin favor gay marriage. A Marquette University Law School poll last year found 53% in favor, 24% preferring civil unions, only 19% opposed. So I think we can handle one magazine cover dealing tastefully with the topic. If it's not your thing, look away. As far as I know, there's no law that Sendix, located at Capitol Drive and Brookfield Road, has to carry Milwaukee Magazine at all. But if they do, they should resist the urge to shroud it in shame to please a vocal minority. As a general rule, forbidding something just makes people want it more anyway. Yeah, they're generally in the metropolitan Milwaukee area. They have a store in West Bend. So What do you think? 406-1360, 888-455-1360. Isn't this the type of thing that we conservatives usually complain about? Whenever it comes to censoring or silencing religion, our response is, well, we're the majority here, damn it. And we shouldn't have to bow to the minority. And oftentimes it's just one person complaining. Here's another example. The Native American mascots. I said it was ridiculous that one person complaining should be able to get a mascot taken away. So should one person complaining to a grocery store result in the grocery store blocking this? One person. Matt in Southern Brown County. Matt, hi, you're on the Jerry Bader Show.
Well, I immediately thought, how come it only takes like someone from some the Muslims or some religion, minority religion, to say something, we have to change everything for them? You know what I'm saying? I mean, if a Muslim was offended, they'd have to do it, and then nobody would.
Well, but okay, but they did it for this person, and I'm not sure why that's relevant, Matt, because they did it for this person, and I don't know what their religion is. So isn't this the same thing that you're complaining about right now?
Yes.
Okay, so do you agree or disagree with them doing it?
Well, I mean, they do it otherwise for others. I don't know.
Yeah, but we as conservatives complain about that.
Well.
Matt, thanks a lot for the call. To Gordon on the road. Gordon, go ahead.
Hi, Jerry. Say, you know, I agree with the store that they should block it. And, you know, if I'm going through the checkout line, the last thing I want to see is two brides. But, you know, it's their store. They can do what they want. And, you know, the folks who want to look at it, well, shoot, they got the magazine. You know, these two brides on a magazine cover. So what's the problem? You know, they complain about everything.
So you agree with one complaint. If one customer complains, then they should have covered it.
Well, not just one, but I'm sure there's more.
No, they didn't.
I'd complain too if I was there. You know, why not? I don't look at that.
But no, but I will tell you, one person complained and they covered it. That is what happened.
Yeah, well, he's the manager. He can do what he wants, you know.
I know that, but that's not what we're debating here.
But, you know, Jim Stingle, he says that most of Wisconsin residents, you know, are against or are for gay marriage. I don't believe that.
Well, I'm going to tell you I do. I actually do think that tide has turned, Gordon. Thanks a lot for the call. To Renee on the road. Renee, hi, you're on the Jerry Bader Show.
Hi. I just kind of was chuckling as you're reading that off, thinking that you just got to turn it around in their face. The next time someone complains about a nativity scene someplace, just read word for word, verbatim, what that guy wrote in the Milwaukee magazine.
Yeah. Now, you make a very good point. Would Jim Stingle be okay with this if it was... What if the Milwaukee magazine headline said, why you should get married and have children in your 20s? And if one person complained about that, should they cover it up then? Renee, thanks a lot for the call. And those who are saying they can do whatever they want, I know that. That's not what we're debating here. Of course they can. What happened is they covered it because one person complained. This went viral, and then all sorts of people on the other side of the issue complained, and then they uncovered it. So now they look like idiots. But we conservatives have often said, oh, well, really? One person complains, and then you're going to take it? Well, this has been an argument forever. So don't we have to be consistent then and say, well, they really shouldn't have just kowtowed to one person complaining? Ryan and Menasha. Ryan, go ahead.
Hey, Jerry. Thanks for taking my call.
Mm-hmm.
I do think they should be consistent. I agree with that. What if it were two guys on the cover, though?
Okay. You've just made an interesting point. I mean, it's relevant and it isn't relevant. But you're right because you're absolutely right, Ryan. I don't think they picked two women by accident.
No, I mean, it's much more pleasing to look at women than men on a magazine, and two men would be much more disturbing. And I just think that might be something interesting to think about.
And this is something that nobody ever wants to admit. People aren't as uncomfortable with public displays by lesbians as they are gay men. It's true. It's absolutely true. We can take a few more calls on this, and I'll tell you what I think at 10:06. It's 9:58.
Jerry Bader Show.